one desire, that you would have your way. Touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. So move in this place today.
Sing it one more time.
So you may be seated.
Amen.
I'm so grateful to be back in the house. There's nothing like it here. This is the closest thing to home on this side. And to understand, fully understand what it feels like on all levels to be a part of this body. Amen. And how each one of us, you know, it doesn't take all of us to do one thing. But it takes one of us to do something, another one to do something else, and that's what makes us a body. It's real. And I want to come in and explain how thankful I am, because I'm a very blessed woman.
Amen.
To be here today, to be able to be here today, of all places, to start off the new year with all of you, and our ministers, and our song leaders, and our deacons, and our elders have been strong. And they have carried us through with the word of God.
Amen.
And they've kept us in line, and they've rebuked me when I needed it. And they've corrected me. Yeah. And my husband, with a headship in my house, has kept me where I needed to be.
Amen.
Even when I wanted to stray off, and I wanted to do something. That's what the body does. Amen. It keeps each other safe and in line. It provides.
Amen.
Provides things we don't even know we need.
True.
Around the corners that we don't even see coming.
Amen.
And God has kept me all year long, and he's brought me here today.
Amen.
And I'm thankful. I thank him.
Amen.
Because he is so good. He is so good.
Yes.
And there is nothing better than his word.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing.
God bless you. Sister Beth.
Nervous when I get up here, but you know. So tonight will be my first New Year's service here. I want to give I want to give thanks to God for the good and the great times through the whole year. I had so many invites for New Year's Eve parties. I'm like, and I tell them, I'm like, oh, I have church service tonight. And they don't say nothing, but they're like, wow, like, what's really going on? But I just want to thank God, and I just come up here to praise him. And amen. I can't wait for the service this morning and tonight, of course.
Amen.
But
amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Beth. I'm going to give a quick testimony. Yeah. I'm happy to be here as well. You know, she said that's her first, this is going to be her first New Year's. And this isn't my, I don't know, second, third, fourth, some number, more than one, but I'm happy to be here. And you know what? It's almost exciting like it is the first time because you don't know what's going to be said. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. You just come here expecting to hear from God, and I do every single time. Yeah. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad we got Kentucky in the building. It's good to have you guys here. I'm excited to see them. And from what I understand, we're going to get a treat this morning. I think Brother Spivey Jr. is preaching this morning. I'm looking forward to hearing him.
Amen.
I'm just excited to be here. Like you just never know what's going to happen. And just surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, you know. And talk about, you know, the Sister Bond said, you know, he kept me when I didn't want to keep myself.
Right.
You know, and I appreciate that because, you know, you make it from service to service, everybody made it back. You know, it doesn't matter how long. It could be 3 days, 4 days, five days. It doesn't matter how many times in between services, but you make it back in the doors. Ooh, praise God you made it back here. You know, some people say, oh, I was sick one time and I missed you guys. It's like, it doesn't matter how you got here. Praise God you got back. You know, it's like, I'm just as excited to see you as I'm excited to be here myself. Because I know what I had to go through. Just to get here this morning, you got to go overcome stuff. You know, your flesh will be tired or whatever. You got a host of excuses. But when you push through and you get to the house and you make it in here, just praise God I made it through the doors. You know, I was watching the little thing, and we always talk about it, but the Chosen, and Jesus was talking about how, you know, if one sheep goes astray, you know, it's like, I'll leave the 99 to go get the one, you know, and be happy that I got him back, you know. And that's how I feel every service, because in my mind, I go astray lots of times with different things. On Monday, I think different stuff. On Tuesday, I think different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then I make it back in here Saturday night. Could have took me out of here, but I'm back. You know, I'm here, and I just praise God for it, because there's no place I'd rather be.
Amen.
There's no group of people I'd rather spend the time with. And you know what, Sister Beth, you're right. You know, you say, you know, I'm going to church, and people will go, well, do you have to go to that church, or how long is church? And just come when you get done. And it's like, I can't tell you when I'm going to get done. I can definitely tell you when we're starting.
Yeah, that's right.
Six is the dinner, 8 o'clock is service start. But if y'all partying at one, I'm probably going to still be doing foot washing or communion. I don't even know. I mean, we might just get another preacher that starts at one. Just don't worry about me tonight. I'll see you tomorrow. Right? That's why I got to tell the family. Like, I don't know when I'm going to see y'all tonight, because I might not see y'all tonight.
Right.
And matter of fact, I'm hoping I don't see y'all tonight. I hope I get out of here. I hope I get out of here to this service.
That's right.
You know, that's really what's on my mind.
Yes.
I want to say that, but I don't want to scare them.
Right.
You go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You go have a good time. And I'm going to have me a good time.
That's
don't worry
right.
about me. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to a place where they love me, they care for me, they take care of me, they preach me the word of God. I get rebuked and I need it.
Yeah.
I get correction and I need it. You know, they said that the ministry is for the perfecting and the edifying of the saints until we all come into the unity.
That's
so until I get these rims all corrected, I'm going to need preaching. I'm going to need corrected. I'm going to need rebuking. I need it all.
Yeah.
I need theologians. I need preachers.
Woo!
I need ministry. I need evangelists. I need all of it for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
I got one rim that's perfect.
That's it.
So I still got 2/3 of me that need to be worked on, that need to get out of here. And I don't never forget that. No matter what's going on, I know I only got one part of me that's perfect.
That's right.
The rest of it, I still got to work on. I still got to work on. And you know what? I know it'll all be fixed with a rapture.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's the fix. That's the fix. You know, I can get rebuked, but that Lazarus died and got up, but he had to die again.
That's right.
So you can talk about all you want to on this side. Yeah. Me getting out of here is what fixes it, really.
That's
what steps my whole everything into line. That gets my theophany. That gets my glorified body.
Yes.
That takes care of everything
that's
we get out of here. That corrects a smoking problem.
Yeah.
That corrects a drinking problem.
Yes.
That corrects a mental problem. That corrects depression.
Yes.
That corrects whatever ails you. Put whatever you want on that list, 1 through 25, 35, whatever number you want to put on there. That corrects it all. That really fixes it.
Yeah.
You know, because over here I can get corrected and I can fix it, but I'll probably still need correcting
Amen.
Again. You know, you might get rid of procrastination, but then you know you're not giving 100%.
Right.
God still needs to help you to step up.
That's right.
You know, you might listen to God, but you may be moving slow. God still needs you to step. So I got things I got to work on. But I get that rapture, I'm going to be moving like a thought.
Right.
It'll be God all in all.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. Yes. I'm just grateful to be here. Grateful for another opportunity to serve God with you guys. I'm looking forward to New Year's service. I'm looking forward to this service too. I'm excited. I got my notepad. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it. And then by way of announcements, I'm going to say this real fast. I appreciate Sister Mel and Jada. They're getting the church directory together for you guys. So that's going to come out next Sunday. It's going to go out electronically. And then they'll have the printed binder version of it as well for the people that don't want the electronics. So we're not going to print 100 binders. So if you've got an email and phone and you use that, please use that. But then if not, so, you know, for typically we do for the older population, if you want a binder and you want a book. And then older than 40.
50 plus.
Yeah, they can pick their own copies, whoever wants one. I know there'll be one by Pastor Morse Printer. But so just get a binder and you guys will be okay. But I really appreciate Mel stepping up. A lot of times people, you know, I say this and I get out of the way, let Miss Courtney go. But a lot of people will say, give you ideas on what they want to do to help. But talk is cheap. Right. Takes money to buy whiskey. Yes. Don't tell me what I should do. Won't you just do it? If you see the mic open, don't sit in your seat and go, well, they should have 3 song leaders. Right. Well, won't you be one of the third ones? Oh, they should have somebody on the drums. Well, why don't you get on there? They should change the songbook. They will change it, right? So Sister Mel saw some needs there that we could do for the directory, and she just started doing them. So I praise God for that. That's initiative. Yes. That's taking things by the bull by the horns, and that's following the leadership. And it's been a light. It's helpful. That's what it's as simple as that. You know, so you can tell me all day what you would like to do, but do it. And then that's really what helps me. You sit there and send me 100 emails about what I should do. That ain't going to help nothing. Step in if you see a gap. Step in if you see a hole. So I appreciate that. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Courtney.
Amen.
I'm just like everyone else. I'm thankful to be here another day. And I'm thankful for what I've come through and overcome throughout this whole entire year.
Amen.
You know, I think about, you know, that song, they said I wouldn't make it.
Right.
But there were times where I didn't think I would even make it. But, you know, and I think about what James said, God said I could.
Right.
You know, and I'm just thankful to be here, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, he said, you know, Saturday night could have hung me up went to go play bingo, lost all my money, like Pastor said, don't go, and lost all my money, didn't win nothing, but I got some cheeseburgers out of it, though, so, and I'm here, so, this is the most important thing to me, you know, his RXs, get to the house, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what you decide you want to do, get to the house.
Right.
This is where you can get corrected, this is where you can get your fix, so,
yeah.
God bless y'all. Go ahead, brother.
Our family was blessed with some tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra and then the next day at the same place, the Harlem Globetrotters. On the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, we went in, I couldn't enjoy it because the spirit was grieved. Jesus was not welcome, even though it was a Christmas show. And, you know, and it just hit me, and God was teaching me, it's like, this is the Laodicean age in a nutshell. It was beautiful music, wonderful stage show. They had preference, they had choreography. But there was no room for God at a Christmas special. But strangely enough, at the very same place, the very next day with the Globetrotters, God was welcomed everywhere. People were tripping over themselves to go ahead and try to bless us. It was a wonderful experience from going from dead and cold to this is where you're supposed to be. I know what God was. God was there both nights, because I was there both nights.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
But, you know, there's a difference between God being there and God being welcome. Amen. And it's good to be a place where God's welcome.
Amen.
Sandra was like, why aren't you clapping? Why aren't you cheering? Because there was nothing to cheer about. I told her I'll cheer Sunday night.
That's right.
Because that was something worth cheering about. And it's just...
Amen.
I can't explain it because it was a revelation on just how much the Laodicean age means, what it means to be blind, naked, poor, and not even aware of it.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Sue?
God bless you.
Praise God for being here, too. And it's been on my mind for 2 or 3 days. He's already provided what we need. And the materialistic things, yes, to make us more comfortable. But most of all, this word, this message.
Amen.
Knowing what we have laying ahead of us, you know, and that we're one of his. And everything's already taken care of. What a better present could we have gotten, you know? We've been blessed beyond. And I just praise God for being here one more time and getting to enjoy this service. And learning more about what he's already blessed us with.
Amen.
Hold on, Brother Warren, just give me 1 second. I got Kentucky in the house. I want to give Brother Hicks and Sister Judy a chance to be able to get up in here and say anything or sing a song or whatever.
Hey, man.
It's God in traffic.
I'm going to turn it over to Brother Spivey.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate all now being here. Anytime I come, it's great. And like I say, it's just another year done past and gone on. But you know how it is. I plan to be here. If I'm here, I'm still planning on becoming it this year, coming year. So I just thank God for doing what He has done for me in my lifetime. I'll just put it that way. In my lifetime, because it's when you go get up here and you go to looking back, you just see how little you have done.
Yeah.
How much God has done for you, and you didn't even know what you was doing. So, and I praise Him for it.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Warren, go ahead. The brothers can get the offering.
Got a praise report. Amen. As of now, what I'm doing with my left shoulder, scratch, I had an itch back right around my neck. Mm-hmm. And before today, I couldn't reach
and get
that spot.
Amen. Amen.
And I had this shoulder prayed for. I was just waiting for the manifestation. And I just had an itch sitting right there just listening. And without even thinking, I reached around my back and I just started scratching, and I realized, God, you touched my shoulder finally.
Right.
And so I'm so happy. But, you know, but more important than that, you know, I'm just so happy to be here. I am so happy that I have an ear to hear.
Amen.
And I just thank God that I have the faith. When, like Sister Moore said last week, when God, if God returns back, will He find faith?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
I can say yes, because I know He's here. He's right here.
Yes.
You know, I'm feeding on the Word, and you know, as I take on, I become more like Him, more and more. So I know without a shadow of a doubt, He'll find faith right here.
Amen.
And I just want to thank God for all the goodness that He's given me, including what happened this morning. Amen.
Amen. Let's go over the announcements real quick, and then we'll get them up. So tonight, dinner's at 6, service is at 8. And then on Sunday, February 11th at 6 at the main house, we have fellowship there. And then on February 24th, we have a reptile show here at 4 p.m.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's sing 155, Food in the Storehouse, Kia G. And we'll get them up. Glad to be here. In this day.
In this day, men are in dark from the true word. Many shall part, refusing to heed the word of God. For this our day, a word for the bride Jesus has sent out of His mouth. To us by God's prophet, for this our day.
Yes, there's food in the storehouse.
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 There's plenty of food in the storehouse of God's word. Of meat,
no shortage of water. So come, let us feast, my sister and brother. Plenty of food in the storehouse of God's word. down through the years. Days have went round and around this world they are sent, feeding the sheep the word of God that is so pure. So stay with the tapes the prophet has said. Don't add to what I have said. Stay with the word given to us for this our day. There's food in the storehouse.
There is plenty of food in the storehouse of God's word. Oh, no shortage of meat, no shortage of water. Come, let us feast, my sister and brother. Plenty of food in the storehouse of God's word. Oh, there is food in the storehouse. There is food in the storehouse. There is plenty of food.
Be seated. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Good to have a place that we can say that we can come on Sunday morning. Amen. It's good to have y'all here. It's good to have Kentucky here. It's good to have Fairborn here. Amen. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. See, Tina, you made it back.
Amen.
Good, y'all. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Y'all won't say anything. Y'all, I see y'all sitting there grinning ear to ear. Come on up. Don't sit back there. Come on up. Get out of that seat. Don't make me have to come back there. Somebody's had back surgery. Come a long way.
I'm just thankful to be here. And, you know, I did have a lot of back trouble, and I just praise God. You know, I'm walking and I ain't hurting, and I'm just so thankful. When I hear the word, you know, it just gets fed, and I'm just so thankful to be a believer and know who I am.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I'm thankful to be here. I've been coming here my whole life, you know, since I was just a baby, you know, and I'm thankful to have a revelation. I'm thankful to have a man that loves God and wants to be here, you know. He wanted to come to church, and you know, amen. God has brought us through so much. Yes. I'm just so thankful, you know. I'm thankful for Brother Moore. He's been a real friend to us, you know. And amen. I'm just blessed. I'm glad to see Brother Spivey Jr. here.
Amen.
Brother Tudor and them.
Amen.
I am. I know it's been a while since they've been up, so I'm glad to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God's going to do great things. I believe that.
Amen.
You know, and I'm just thankful. I want y'all to, you know, I call Brother Moore sometime. I called him on his birthday. I said I heard him on the, you know, I always watch. So I'm always excited to be here because I watch all of y'all and I hear your testimonies and I cry along with you. And I'm like, when I get up there, I'm going to talk and, you know, and,
amen.
You know, I hear all y'all's stories and y'all know my story and y'all just remember me. Y'all remember Trevor. Y'all remember my daughter and Dalton there watching our puppy. They didn't come. She's been a blessing to me. You know, I'm thankful for my mother. I just can't say enough about how I'm blessed. You know, I'm thankful for my brother and his wife. You know, I'm just a blessed person. I sing, I want to give, you know, I watched y'all's Christmas thing. And I sing Brother Brinkman.
and Sister Brinkman. I've been friends with Dawn a long time, and I said, what a blessing.
Amen.
To see her whole family and her, all her children, all her grandchildren. Right. I said, you know, and that's what happens when you take your kids to church.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I just, you know, and I just want to stand for God this year. And I want y'all to remember Trevor, you know, y'all that are medical, you know, he's been told again he's got a lung infection that is antibiotic resistant. But I rebuke that.
Amen. Amen.
I rebuke that.
Amen.
You know, because I know God is able.
He is able.
I know what God has brought him through.
Yes, yes.
And no matter what, he's going to get healing here or there.
That's right.
Y'all just
That's
remember right. that. I don't want to stand on that, but I just want y'all to remember that because, you know, we want to know what to be praying for.
Amen.
And, you know, I told Brother Moore, I called him one night, and he said, I was crying. I said, I know I'm not supposed to be crying. I know this ain't the time. We're not supposed to be down. You know, I'm supposed to hold my head up, you know, and I do most of the time, but I'm a mom.
Right.
I'm a mom, and I want him to have a good life, you know. But we're not promised a good life.
Mm-mm.
But at the end of the day, we are blessed.
Amen.
No matter what.
Amen.
No matter what. And I always want to go out with that, with y'all knowing I'm revelated.
Amen.
No matter what comes across my path, I stand on that.
Come on.
I will go on to saying I trust God no matter what.
Amen.
It's in his hands.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my husband. I want to give God all the glory.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
All of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see Jamie's walking around. Got his back back in the name. Amen. You know, God is a healer. He's a savior. You know, you said we may not get everything on this side, but one thing we do get is eternal life. And if you get eternal life, this temporary thing don't matter. It doesn't matter what happens on this side. We'll deal with stuff. We all deal with stuff. We're human. It's human nature to go through life. And sometimes people think because you become a Christian and all your troubles roll away. And that ain't the problem. Your battle don't even start until you get eternal life. You don't even begin. You're not even in the ring when you're sitting on the sidelines telling them, punch him, get him. But you get in the ring. You feel those bruises and those punches. You think, well, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. Yeah, but you're still human. And God's got to help you through. And the thing that he promised us, he's going to give us eternal life. And he's kept his word. We're not going to get eternal life. We have eternal life. We now have eternal life dwelling in us. And now God can do the rest of the work himself. And now he's the one that does these things. And all we got to do is just endure. The Bible says he that endures to the end. That's the same one that'll be saved. Not he that runneth. You know, it's God that's doing this thing, and if he started a good work in us, he will finish it. He's not going to stop. He's not going to hold back, and he's going to make sure that it's through. And Sister Beth, New Year's is the best party you're going to go to. We have a good time. And we used to, in the old days, we didn't even have dinner till after service. So service is over at 1, and then we start dinner. And so we didn't get out of here till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I switched that around because I thought, you know what? I had some elders here and I said, they don't need to be out that late and we don't need to be eating that late. And so that's why we moved the dinner to 6 o'clock. And then with my elders, I even moved foot washing ahead so that the elders could get their foot washing done and go home. So, you know, we made some adjustments and things just to help the body out. So tonight it'll be worth every party you turn down. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing better than bringing in the new year with Jesus Christ. And so we're looking forward to that. But this morning we got Brother Spivey here. And that's why I said, you don't have to pick the people out. Let the pastor do it. He knows he's got singers. He's got preachers. He's got people to testify. He's got things that he can do. So I told my son, I said, cut it short. But you know my people, they forget. They don't have no home. They don't have no manners. Then you get in there. You know, when you have company over, you're supposed to let your company first. Not here. You're supposed to let the company go first and get the best chicken leg. And, you know, we just get it in the heart. And they just get in there snatching. And I was like, oh, Lord, let me. That's why I holler from the organ sometimes. I'm trying to help them. Hey! Let the company. So I told him, I said, just keep it short and we'll get Brother Spivey up and then he can do from there what he wants to do. Amen. So and then so tonight, when we said dinner's at 6 and then service somewhere around 8. I try my best to wait till 8, but y'all push, y'all get hungry early, I guess. I don't know. But so service officially starts at 8 and then we'll do communion and foot washing at the end of the service there tonight. So looking forward to it. And so I'm going to turn the service over to the pastor, and then he can take it from there. God bless you, Brother Spivey.
Sister Judy to sing one. Amen. And testify. Amen. We just let God have his way. Amen. How many wants God to have his way?
Amen.
I think it's about time the little bride, she stepped out and just let God have his way.
Come on.
That's the hour we're living in.
Yes.
Let's take the focus off of William Branham. Amen. Let's take the focus off of William Branham. Let's put the emphasis on the bride this morning. Amen. Sister Judy.
I was going to sing We Got the Power, but I think somebody else was going to sing that.
Sister Joe now said.
Go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
Will you come on?
You can say something else. Come on. It's amazing, man.
Amen. Well, I want to thank
that's
God.
It's funny that come about.
For being here. Thank God for everything. You know, everything he's brought me through.
Amen.
Like Brother Moore said, he's not going to start a good work in you and not finish it.
That's right.
And he's been with me all the way. Amen. You know, sometimes you think you're doing it. Like Brother Hicks said, he's doing it. You might be doing it, but he's the one that's. And I just thank God for the understanding, that revelation that he gives you. That's why we can stand.
Amen.
That's why we can stand. It ain't, you know, that we're something. It's because of him.
Amen.
Everything is because of him.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful to be here with my pastor.
Amen.
So thankful for it.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
See, I think. Give me your hand, let's agree together.
how God works. Mom had already said, we traveled up here with Mom and them. She said, they asked me to sing, Tina, you know, let's sing We've Got the Power. I said, okay. Well, when I came in this morning, Sister Jonelle pulled me aside. She said, Brother Dalmer Jr., Brother Spivey Jr. wants me to sing We Got the Power, and he told me to ask you to sing with me. So, you know, so anyway, so God knows.
Amen.
God is with.
Amen.
It's good to be here. It's good to be back.
Amen.
It's been a while. Amen. Amen. But we're here again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's good to see you, brother. Good to see you, Jay.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to see everybody. Congregation looks good this morning.
Amen.
How many knows the hour we're living in? How many knows the hour you're living in?
Amen. Amen.
Come on, preach.
How many knows we're living in a rapturing time?
That's right.
Rapture cycle.
That's right.
How many knows we've had a message, and this our call the shout.
Yes. Right.
Brought forth the message.
Right.
But out of that shout brought forth something. Brought a bride on the scene, didn't it?
Amen.
We come out of the shout.
Amen.
So this morning, I'm going to take a little thought this morning.
Right.
I believe what the Scripture says.
Uh-huh.
The Scripture said He'll descend with a shout.
Amen.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
But it also says there in the Scripture, the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Right.
But those that are alive and remain shall be changed.
Amen.
How many knows this morning it's going to take a process?
Yes, sir.
To bring forth a change.
Amen.
An attitude's got to be changed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's time. It's the hour. I'm seeing Israel, what she's going on in Israel. I'm seeing what's happened to the pressure of this age, what's happened around the world.
Amen.
We got a president. We've had a president. Look where we're at in this hour.
Right.
Don't even know where he's going.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We got a vice president, a woman,
right,
that was dressed in purple.
Right.
So prophecy's being fulfilled, ain't it?
Right.
So at this time, we know there's going to be a process of a change. So this morning I'd like to talk to you just a little bit on the transformation.
All right.
Amen.
How many believes this morning that the bride, she's got to get focused?
Amen.
Not on the things that's around her.
Right.
Enoch had faith, had a testimony that pleased God. And the Bible says he had this testimony. Oh, this morning, don't you know you got a testimony that's under God? He said we must have what? Faith. And faith is what? A revelation to change this body. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, it's not the hour to focus on Laodicea and what's going on in Laodicea.
Yes,
but it's time to focus on a change.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, we come, and now he said, let us lay down these things.
Right.
And let's go into what?
Perfection.
Amen. What is perfection? I'm going to preach to you this morning.
Amen.
You know, I ain't been here in a while. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But the last time I was here, I said, that man right there. Can you say amen? Do y'all remember that man?
Oh, yeah.
That man right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's the reason I'm here.
Amen.
That man is the reason I'm here this morning.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Brother Church said he never starts something that he don't finish.
Amen.
Oh, don't you understand something this morning, Brother Jeremiah? You're the finishing of the mystery. There's a mystery in God in you. It's the hope of glory. It's going to change this body. Not only raise the dead, but change this mortal body. Glory. How many is with me? Amen. This is the hour to focus. Focus on what? You'll change. Amen. It's a process. I'm not satisfied with just the changing of the soul. I'm not satisfied. How many has been satisfied with just the changing of the soul? That's just the beginning.
Amen.
That's just the start.
Right.
Brother Branham said, well, he said, when that chain on the soul comes, he said, it just replaces.
Amen.
Oh, it converted the spirit to a different nature.
Right.
And I'm feeding off of that nature. Oh, and that nature is bringing forth a change.
Amen.
Oh, my. It's something great that's sitting before us.
Amen.
Paul said, let's go into perfection. And perfection is what? A perfect word. There's no limitations in perfection. Oh my. It's cut. Why? Because it's a capstone. It's come down and connected with the head. How many know you're a head people? You are head people. You's what makes the body move. You what makes the body function. You's what you's going what. That's what's going to make the body change. Is the head. What did Brother Cheerus teach us? Brother Cheerus taught that what was the head? He said the head was the life to the body. Oh my! This morning, glory to God. It's good to be here. We're just going to let God have His way this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Let me read you something. We fight in every day. Every Christian fights a battle.
That's right.
How many is here this morning fighting a battle? I mean, really fighting a battle.
Amen.
But the Bible says you're an overcomer.
Yes, sir.
By the word.
Yes.
Where's the word at?
Yes.
Brother Branham said it'll take them seven unknown thunders to what? To wake her. To wake her up.
Amen.
To give her what? Rapturing faith. Hallelujah. He said, what we've got now won't hardly bring a healing. But rapture and faith will change this body. Oh, how many is with me this morning? We got to get to the place that we have rapturing faith. And rapturing faith couldn't come to the perfect word. The bride's got to get into the place that she's in unity in the faith. That's what he's looking for. He's looking not just for faith, but he's looking for perfect faith. Then that tells me there's no circumstances in perfect faith. Hallelujah. That I can overcome all obstacles through perfect faith. That means cancer can't hold me. Preach, Brother Spidey. Think I will. That means divorces can't stop me. That means mental issues can't stop me. Preach. Come on, can't church. My shortcomings can't stop me. Why? Because I rely on the faith that's in me. This is an individual affair. Glory. Gotta have it for yourself to change your body. Come on. This is the greatest time. The greatest, I say. Time that's ever seen. Why? Because it's a perfect word. Oh my, this morning. I'm fighting a battle, Brother Don.
Amen.
But the Bible said, how do we overcome?
Yeah.
The Bible says in Revelation, yes, we overcome, yes, by the blood, yes, of our what? Testimony. I got to have the blood.
Amen.
And the blood's got to be applied.
Amen. Yes, it does.
What? Let me ask you something this morning. Has full, he said, now is come salvation. He didn't stop there, did he?
No, no.
But he said, salvation and strength. Yeah. How many know this morning you got to have strength to bring a body change?
Amen.
Oh, my, this morning.
Amen.
That's why Abraham staggered not at the promise of God.
Amen.
Why? Because he was looking at the what? What God told him, which was the voice of God. Where is the voice of God? Brother Brown said, we got to find where it's written. Where's it written at? Where is the voice of God? It's right here written on the tables of your heart. But it's not written, Jeremiah. It's become a full expression of Him. Oh, it was written before the foundation of the world. But when light struck the sea, it became a manifestation of that word. Oh, my. Let's get going here. Between, we were fighting a battle every day. We're in a warfare. Is that right?
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, Jose.
Amen.
What I love about it all, that I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
He said, greater.
Yeah.
Greater.
Yeah.
Come on now. We're going to get to the change here in a little while. It's a process. But I want you to see that you're an overcomer.
Amen.
He said, greater than he that's in you. Than he. That he. That he is in the world. This is Laodicea. But this is greater than this. That means I have power to overcome. Why? Because greater. Our focus has got to be on the greater.
Amen.
The greater.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There come a time that Sarah heard the prophecy. But there come a time that Sarah received the promise. Why? Because she was faithful and judged it according to the word.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Amen.
How many loves the Lord?
Amen.
You said, Brother Spy, we've already received a promise, son. We have. We have through the birth. But this body's got to be changed to receive the promised son in the meeting of the air.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not putting the emphasis on your soul this morning. I'm putting the emphasis on that body, this body. This body. Sarah had this body that was changed. Oh, this body. Where did she get her strength? Where did she get it? She got it from her Lord. Who was her Lord? Abraham. Because Abraham met Elohim. Who is this Melchizedek? Turn to your back. Who is this Melchizedek? It's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's time the bride turn loose.
Amen.
Get loose.
Yeah.
Let him be the emphasis.
Right. Right.
Not me.
No.
I gotta die,
yeah,
to myself,
yeah,
and let him,
yeah,
live.
Yeah.
Glory. Come on. We're going to have a good time. It's about having a good time in what you got. It's not a burden. It's a lifespan. Hallelujah. It's not a burden. Was it a burden you go all the way to the Philippines to get that woman? Was it a burden? No, sir. Because you knew what you was getting. Hallelujah. We act like this message has become a burden. It's the greatest thing that ever found me. Hallelujah. It's the greatest thing that ever found you. Hallelujah. Has it been the greatest? It was the greatest thing that happened to Moses when he got on the other side of the desert. Oh, because he had to have a personal experience where he can get focused to deliver a people out of Egypt. Oh my, this morning. Shall we listen? Now we're going to consist it within us between right and wrong. Shall we receive it? What shall we do? Shall we bow to the world? Shall we give up this thought that we got? How many know where the thought's at? How many know where the thought's at? The thought's in your heart. Are we going to give up this thought? Are we going to give up this representation? See, if we can just see it and focus it. Now, focus means to a center of entrance. Has this message become the center of your entrance? Has the mighty angel become the center of attention? Has he? See, Abraham, the Bible said Abraham had to what? Separate himself from Lot. Is that right? He removed. What did he remove? Unbelief. He removed all doubt. Oh, he removed all doubt. This little bride's got to remove all doubt. All doubt. There ain't no doubt in the Word. Hallelujah. That's why I can overcome all things, because there is no doubt. How'd you overcome? No doubt. And you say amen. No doubt. See, it's the center of the interest or activity this generation has made an environment to focus of attention of a person. Their eyes have adopted prevailing the level of the light has been able to come see clearly. What did he say in the evening time? It shall be light. Zechariah 4 said, grace, grace, the headstone has come to the body. So what is the headstone? The light. When God spoke it, that was the Word. When it went in symbol form, it was only in word form. But he said one day it will come into reality form. Oh, how's it come in reality form? By being transformed by the revelation that's in the light coming from the heart. Oh, Rebecca got to the place. The Bible says she veiled herself. She veiled what? Her thinking. Went into the tent with Isaac. Preach. Hallelujah. Went into the bedroom. And he shared his secrets. Hallelujah. What was going on? Rebecca was receiving strength for a change. Hallelujah. You got to have strength for strength. When she come out of the tent, the bedroom, She had full strength.
Amen.
How many's out of the bedroom? Brother Cheer said, when I went into the bedroom, I got pregnated with the Word of God. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. How many's been pregnated? Amen. But now I'm bringing forth spoken word children. Glory. Amen. Do you understand? Oh, Paul said it like this. He said, when I come into the world, I come annihilated. I come to bring forth fruit unto death. But Paul said, once I've been dead to the body, I'm married to another. Married to what? The Word. The married to what? This saith the Lord.
Amen.
How many can say you're married to the Word?
Amen. Amen. Come on.
If you're married to the Word, you don't only have power, but you've got authority.
That's right. Amen.
Oh my. Amen. See, faith is designed to see you through.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah this morning. I said faith. There's no defeat in faith. He only knows one avenue. Overcome. You know that eagle? She was created for a purpose. That eagle had the ability to change within itself.
That's right.
No other bird.
Amen.
I said no other bird. Though they wait upon the Lord, shall what? Renew their strength. Hallelujah. Oh, that eagle's got the ability. She didn't stay in the barnyard. She got mom off the fence. Second pull. But then she began to soar above every obstacle. I'm not an earthly bound creature. I am a heavenly bound, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I mean, he's sitting in heavenly places. That's where the transformation is taking place. Hallelujah. He said, I'll hide you in the pavilion.
Yes.
In his secret chamber.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm not just in a secret chamber this morning. See, I in the Word have become one.
Amen.
What you say shall be done.
Amen.
Ask anything in my name, and I shall do it. Say to this mountain, be removed. Oh, do you got the faith to remove any mountain? Then if you can remove any mountain, you can remove this change. Hallelujah. God's good name. First Thessalonians. Hey, you got a scripture yet. See, we got to turn. Satan tries to bring negativity. He's all about negative. Every part of this product was negative at one time. But God this morning is looking for the positive. If the bride will quit looking to the negative, the flesh, the spirit realm, she'll be able to see the positive.
Amen.
And what's happening? This positive is swallowing up the negative.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I love him this morning because I understand this is the day that the Lord has made. He made it. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. What is it? It's the hour of change.
Amen.
Why would you want to focus on anything else? Why would you? You're going to get a negative result. If you think negative, you're going to have a negative attitude. And that negative spirit's going to bring a negative attitude to your church. But when you think positive and you accumulate that faith into your heart, it's going to bring a positive attitude. Glory to God. You won't get no results till you have an attitude change. I'm not doing away with the word. I'm just telling you, focus on Him. I'm not taking nothing away from William Aaron Branham. But when Brother Branham was here, he said, my message is to what? What did he say his message was? To declare He is here. A greater than Solomon is here. Is He here? Then we need to focus on Him. He said, if you abide in my word, and my word abide in you, ask what you shall be given. He said, I am the vine. You are the branch. When the branch yields to the vine, it brings forth the fruit of the change. It's all in the seed. Amen. Scripture. First Thessalonians 5. I'm sure we've all read this. And the very God of peace, sanctified you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit, your soul, and your body be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, has He come? Has He come? When Elohim come to Sarah and Abraham, what did the Son of Man ministry tell Abraham? Is there anything too hard? What'd you say? If God said it, then I can do it. Huh? If God said it, then I can do it. He's letting you see. He's letting you see this morning that all things through Christ Jesus gives me what? Gives me what? Strength. Outside of Christ, I have no strength. For the Bible said, at the end of those days, I will what? Put my spirit and establish my covenant with my people, saith the Lord. Where is the covenant? Come on now. Where did He write the covenant? Where did He write it? He read it right here. How many knows that's where perfect strength comes from? Without the covenant. Woo! Without the covenant, I have no strength. Not under a set of church age covenant. Oh no, He finished that covenant. He put His spirit into a bride. She's become the covenant of God. So the strength lays in her. He don't want you going around this morning and dwelling on your failures. No, Jesus said, He said, I put all things. What did He say He put them? He said, I put them under my feet. The devil has no access when you put him under your feet by faith. Amen. The faithful is He. It's He that calleth you. Who will what? I didn't say it. He said he'll do it. He said he'll do it. What am I doing? I got a part to play. You got a part to play. Huh? It's what you yield to. When you yield to God, he brings forth the promise. The promise is already made. We're just waiting for the promise to come into what? Effect. Huh? He already healed you. Already. By your stripes you're healed. When he went to the cross, he didn't just pay for part of me. He paid for the entire being of me. He paid for my thoughts. He paid for my thinking. He paid for everything that I ever thought before the foundation. He paid for it. Now it's up to us to believe it and accept it and apply it. The promise was already laid in Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Woo. You love the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my. Y'all love the Lord this morning.
Amen. Amen.
I'm good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews 11. Through faith. Also. Also. Sarah. Her herself. Received strength. Where did she receive it? From faith. Of her husband. Oh my. She was delivered of a child. A child now. He's talking about a child. Bringing forth something. For the Bible says, Corinthians, the 12th chapter, I think, or the 11th chapter, that we are what? Espoused to one husband. How many believes you're a virgin? He had to have a virgin mind only take in his word.
Amen.
Not another man's word. That's where the first thief fell. It wasn't one. She become two opinions. She had two heads. What happened at Nicaragua, at Pentecost? Same thing. But he said there's going to be an evening time bride that will be tempted in the same way. But she won't be deceived. Why? Because she's word. She's word. She's flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Is God good to us this morning? He delivered a child when she was past age because she judged him faithfully who had the promise. When Sarah first heard the promise that she would conceive, she bare a son of age. She knew in her thinking, I can't bear this child. Why? Because she was living under another age. I can't bear this child. I'm of old age. But the Bible said that Abraham, it's time to be strong. Abraham was strong in giving God praise. It's what Abraham fed on that allowed him to overcome. Abraham had what did he hang on to? The voice.
Amen.
And Sarah got her strength by the voice.
Right.
Outside of a voice, there is no strength.
Amen.
How many loves the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. She knew in her condition, she could not perform the promise. But there was somebody.
Come on.
Come on. There was somebody saying, I've got it.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah, say amen.
Right.
It was somebody looking through the blood that saw Sarah's condition. Preach.
Yeah.
It didn't just change Sarah here. It changed her here. Hallelujah, you understand? Brother Branham said that Abraham, preach. He said Abraham focused his mind to what? The will. And the will was what the son, what the voice said. Oh my. How many know what the mind does? It brings forth.
Yes, it does.
It brings forth.
That's right.
Without the mind, it can't bring forth nothing.
That's right.
A mother, her womb is a what? What is a womb? What was Mary? She was a womb, the life barrier.
Amen.
To bring forth. You understand?
Amen.
I love him this morning.
Amen.
Your mind is bringing forth a change.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me now. Listen. The Bible says, what did it say? Be not conformed, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the Bible said when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of liberty, he didn't stop there. He said when the veil's been lifted, he said turn to the Lord. How many just turn to the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Joshua said, what did Joshua say? He said, let us meditate. Meditate. Think on these things. That's how you overcome. That's what's bringing a change. And the Bible says that, what? We behold him. How many can say you're beholding him this morning? When you're beholding, you're observing him. Woo! Hallelujah this morning. How many are observing the Lord Jesus Christ? And the more we observe him, the more we observe him, the more we focus, and the more we meditate, the more we're going to bring forth. Hallelujah this morning. See, we got to look at everything in a positive.
Amen. That's right.
This message brought the theophany into full view. You believe it?
Amen.
You believe your theophany is working?
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing a reflection of that theophany.
Amen.
I'm being influenced from another world. It's called faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's bringing a transformation to this body.
Amen.
Right. Oh, amen. How many can say you're beholding this morning?
Amen.
Joshua didn't stop there. Josh said, wherever I put my foot, that's my land.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. How many knows this is your land?
Amen.
Get you. Satan ain't got no property. It's not his property.
Right.
He redeemed it at Calvary.
Amen.
Preach, Brother Spivey. This don't belong to Satan. This is God's property. Get your stinking hands off of it. This is God's vindicated property.
Amen.
It's time to take your possession of your land.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We've allowed Satan to use our children. And we focused. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. We focused. I'm playing. No, it's time to take your possession.
Amen.
You got the authority. When Eddie Wright, when she got in the channel with the Third Pool Ministry, he said, what do you want, Sister Annie? What do you want? Where do you want them? She said, I want salvation for my children. She took possession of her what? The greatest power that the bride's got. Is the literal spoken word.
Amen.
For she is the literal spoken word.
Yes.
Seed of God.
Amen.
This gives you the ability to speak this body into a change.
Amen.
Did the caterpillar, did everything lay in the seed of a caterpillar to bring a change? Come on now. It's what it needed. Hit everything in it to bring a change. But it's what we get, it's what we ask ourselves to. Come on. Listen, God's good, ain't he? See, Genesis 17:16, that is exactly what happened for Sarah conceiving born Abraham a son. His old age is at the time which God spoke in him. Genesis 21:2. Hebrews 11:8. I mean, Genesis 18:10. That's when Abraham, he said, I will return according to time of life to Sarah, shall have a son. And they heard in the tent door, which was behind him, the secret of her strength is how she judged it. How are we judging it? By this. You're judging it by the word that comes out of your mouth. How many can say amen? You'll never bring a change just with a changing of the soul. See, God wants to work himself out. Just like he worked himself in through the mind. He's working himself out through the mind to produce a transformation. Let me read you a quote. He said, what's the next thing after a sign goes away? God's going to condition Abraham's children getting ready to receive the promised son. How are we going to receive him? We can't receive him in these bodies. We're going to go meet him in the air. Praise God. The trumpet shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise. We shall go meet him in the air. But what is he doing? The last sign before the transfiguration. The last sign before the rapture. For the most, any atomic bomb is going to destroy the world. But for he screams to the tape, Jesus is coming. We which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder those who are asleep. For the trump of God shall sing. See, the dead in Christ are right. We which are alive shall be changed. Now, he's not talking about a soul change. He's talking about a body change. It's how he's doing it. It's not if he's doing it, but it's how he's doing it. See, when we come into the world, when we come into this world, our members, every part of our members, it couldn't produce nothing but death. And the Bible said, James said, when we conceive these things, he said, it brings forth death. That's what happened to the church. Can you say amen? But Paul goes on and say in Romans 7 that we be married to another, we're bringing forth what? Bringing forth the fruit of life. How is he bringing it forth? He's using this. He's using this. Just like he's using this to bring forth his spoken word. Children. He's using this to bring forth the change. Oh my. God's good to us. Our expectation for this age is a change. See, Abraham expected. He went inspecting a change. It's what he focused to. When we focus our thinking to him like Joshua did, we begin to meditate. That brings forth the change. Brother Brown said everything is changing in his body. Even the molecules are changing. By what? By what we're feeding. Amen. The word. Amen. It's skip a lot of this. Amen this morning. God's good, ain't he? See, please explain the mystery of the translation of the bride, just a change. Our bodies now, see, you know what I mean? Say, I don't mean to be scarce. I don't mean to say ours. I don't mean to say such this church. I mean to say to every believer. Abraham was looking for a promised son that was promised him. Is that right? And the church is looking for a promised son, the bride. Is that right? The bride is looking for a promised son. Before the promised son could come, Sarah and Abraham had their bodies had to be changed. Now, he's not talking about, again, he's not talking about a birth being married to the Word. He's talking about after the marriage. He's talking about after the strength is come. Amen. The strength come when the covenant is established with His people.
That's right.
That's when the perfect strength come. Brother Brown said when we was born, he said he born the Word in full strength.
Right.
We're not waiting on full strength. Full strength's already here.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
See, God just changed her back to a young woman. He did Abraham the same because he said his body would as good as dead. And he had to change their body in order to receive the promised son. So Brother Brown said, out of that image, come on.
Amen.
Out of that image, he's forming another image.
Amen.
Around that word.
Amen.
How?
Amen.
By what you let in. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Oh my, I love the Lord this morning.
Amen.
This, from this, is bringing forth this, bringing this change. Amen.
Amen.
So potentially, it's in here. What is it? The Word promised.
Amen. That's right.
What is faith? Faith is the seed of God.
Amen.
Faith is the Word.
Amen.
So faith is what's produced, and faith is what? Faith is the promise.
That's right.
Yes. Everything is in the seed.
That's it.
Amen. Everything
Amen.
Is in the seed.
That's right.
The millennial is in the seed.
Amen.
The white throne judgment is in the seed.
Yes.
Your body change is in the seed.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Everything God's got is in the seed.
Amen.
And everything will bring forth of its kind because it's in the seed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Right.
See, around there only reflects the negative. That will reflect the positive, the Word. See, and the same thing, or the translation of the bride will be the same thing.
Amen.
The Word that's in you.
Yes. Amen.
The Word that's already in you.
Amen.
Which is the seed,
right,
that which was in the seed,
right,
but that seed's come back to what? Grain, which is the Word.
Amen.
Born into a manifestation. That Word is bringing forth the change of a transformation.
That's right. Amen.
The bride will be the same thing. The Word that's in you, the body will materialize around that Word, and the same thing He did Sarah. Before, when the old body that she had, that first body, it had to be changed in order to produce a son. You get it. The body could not do it. This body cannot do it. So it had to be changed the same way to receive the son.
Right.
He's telling you the same way you got to change here,
yep,
the same way it's going to change that body.
That's right.
How did He change you? By a transforming word. How did you get changed? By the word, by the spoken word. In the same way that He changed this, He's going to change this. By the spoken word. How did you get life? By the spoken word. And by your words. See, when the bride catches it just right, she's not relying on nobody else. She's not relying on a body. No, sir. She's relying on what she's got for herself. When David, come on, church. When David fought the Goliath, that was death. That was the greatest enemy, wasn't it? But David caught the revelation. The Bible says he picked up the shepherd's bag. Let me know what the shepherd bag represents. Revelation 10. He had the five stones. Represents what? The fivefold ministry. Amen. And five number of grace means what? Power. Amen. So David had the power in his hand. Amen. I mean, he's got the sword of the word in your hand. Amen. Glory. Oh, then the angel said, take the book and eat it. Amen. Then you've got the sword in your hand to slay the giant. Amen. Amen. By the spoken word. Amen. Revelation 10 and 8. Take the book and eat it. David took the book out of the angel's hand. How could he take it, Brother Spidey? Because it was revealed to him personally by a personal identification. He wasn't relying on nobody. He was relying on the faith that God put in him. Hallelujah this morning.
Amen.
Woo! Y'all pulling this morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15. But some will say, how are we, how is the dead raised up? And what body do they come? Thou fool, thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which sowest, the sowest, not the body, but that shall be bare grain, shall bear chance of wheat of some other grain. But God give a body that is pleased Him, and to every seed. To what? To every seed of His own body. Christ, that you should be, that what? Hang on. Grain weight, the chance to weight, or that same other grain. But God give the body that's pleased Him. In every seed of His own body. Now this is where it's at, brothers and sisters. Inside is a spirit man. Inside that spirit man, there's a soul man. And that's where my faith, by accepting what God said. We're on free will agency. To choose to what God said. See, Brother Jeremiah, you said it the other night, God said I can have it. But it's up to me to choose if I want it. Do you want it? Do you want the change?
Amen.
Do we want it?
Yes.
Do you want possession of your land?
Yes.
Then take it. Hallelujah. It's time to take it. He said you can do it.
Amen.
Amen. The same body we're now is going to raise right back up.
That's right.
Because the life lays in the seed.
Amen.
Free more agency. See, free more agency. See, what faith in God's Word. We'll bring our outside body subject to the Word.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
Now what did Paul say? Paul said, the Word will swing this body. This body. Under subjection.
Amen.
To the Word.
Amen.
To quicken. This mortal body.
Amen.
He's talking about this mortal body.
Amen.
He's talking about this past house.
Right.
But I'm not looking at it through a past house this morning. I'm looking at it as a glorified condition.
Right.
Hallelujah. This morning.
Amen.
It's a promise.
Amen.
You got to look through the blood.
Right.
If I look through the blood this morning, I see a finished product.
Amen.
When I look through faith, I look through a finished product.
That's right. That's right.
When I look through the blood, I can already see the change.
Amen.
Abraham already saw it through a vision.
Amen.
But Abraham one day stepped out and accepted the promise.
Amen. That's right.
Oh my. Philippians 3. For our conversation. Come on, say, somebody say, for our. For our conversation.
Yes.
It's what? It's from heaven.
Yes.
Where is heaven? Where is heaven? Heaven's here.
Yes.
Heaven come down.
Yes.
Heaven embraced.
Yes.
Himself with heaven and earth.
Yes.
Heaven and earth kissed.
Yes.
The sixth seal and the seventh seal become one.
Amen.
The dynamics and the mechanics come together.
Amen.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You believe that this morning?
Amen.
You know the dynamics is what's got the power.
Yes.
To operate the gift.
Right.
And the gift is faith.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got to have the power.
Yeah.
And the power lays in the spoken word.
Amen.
To operate faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For our conversation is in heaven.
Amen.
From which also we look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
How many can say amen to that? Who shall what? Change.
That's right. Amen.
I'm not doing the changing. He is.
Amen.
He's the one that said, I'll make your flesh,
Amen.
Your spirit, and soul blameless.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the one that's going to do it.
Amen.
He just wants a yielding vessel.
Amen.
He just wants somebody to present
Amen.
Themselves.
Amen.
For Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be what? But be what? Be transformed. For your body is a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in the perfect will of God. I do the what? I do the beholding. He does the transforming. You do the beholding, and God does the transforming. I don't do nothing else.
Right.
He said, I got you.
Right.
Can you say amen? You just do the beholding. Behold him in your mind. He'll do the transforming.
Amen.
This is his battle.
Yes.
He knew you come in the conditions you come in.
That's right.
But he just wants to see your faith.
Amen.
Work. That's what he wanted to see in the Hebrew children. He wanted to see their faith.
Amen.
He performed.
Yeah.
They just stepped out on their faith.
That's it.
That's what Moses did when he got on the other side of the desert.
Right.
What did God do? Moses had to be focused.
Right.
To fulfill the purpose of God.
Right.
Jesus had to be focused to the Father.
Amen.
For the lesson. For Jesus said, I do nothing outside the Father. Shows me. Shows me. That means Jesus was focused to the Father. He wasn't Jesus. He said, I do nothing. He said, but the life laid in the Son is the body. So the life laid in the Son. Outside of the Son, there is no life.
That's right.
Outside of it. There is no life.
Right.
And the life's what's bringing the change.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah this morning. that we may be fashioned likened unto his glorious body. How many believes that? How many really believes that? See, Mary had to get in condition of the voice that was speaking to her. That's right. Where was Mary's focus when her brother was sick? Amen. Where was Mary's focus when Jesus said, "I am He"? Mary said, "Well said, I believest that He'll be raised in the resurrection." But Jesus said, "I am."
Amen.
Yes. I what? I am. And the Bible says Jesus wept.
Yeah.
Not for Lazarus.
No.
Not for Lazarus. No, he was weeping because he seen the condition that Mary was in. Because she wasn't focused.
Amen.
The promise was already there.
Amen.
That's why Jesus had to listen to what the Father showed him. Wasn't for Lazarus. He said, "Lazarus, fine."
Right.
He said, "Lazarus, fine." Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many of you say this morning, "I'm fine"?
Amen.
I'm fine. Everything's okay.
Amen.
Everything is okay.
Amen.
He's here. What are you saying? I'm saying the voice lays in the bride.
Amen.
Speak, whatever you speak is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah, the transforming power lays in you right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say it this morning? He said I could say it.
Amen.
He said the word abides in me.
Yes.
He said ask what you will and it shall be given.
Amen.
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 After Moses went off the scene, we had a Joshua.
Right. Amen.
Joshua and Caleb said, "We're more than able."
Oh, yeah.
More than able.
Right.
Where was the promise? Where was it at?
Mm-hmm.
Was it in the wilderness?
Nope.
It was in the promised land.
That's right.
That's why he told Abram. He said, "Abram, take your veil off. Take your veil of time off." Hallelujah. He said, "Look eastward." He said, "Look westward." He said, "This is all yours." Why? Because Abraham was heir to every promise. And we are what? The royal seed of Abraham. We're heir to every promise of God. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe you're heir to every promise? Hallelujah. Amen. God is on the scene in this last day. It's time for the bride to step out on the promises that God gave us. Hallelujah. Turn it around. Turn it around. Brother Brown said, "Don't let a negative thought enter your mind. Think on the positive things."
Amen.
We've dwelled on the negative too long.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Come on.
Amen. I could sit here this morning and talk about a woman in a pair of pants.
Right.
I could sit here and talk about a woman with short hair.
Right.
But what have I accomplished?
Right.
I'm looking at the negative.
Amen.
But when you look for the blood,
glory,
you can see an overcomer.
Amen.
You say, "Brother Spivey, see, that's what I'm saying. We allow Satan has done great damage. Great damage with this word."
Amen.
Hear me.
Amen.
Hear me. And where has he done the most damage at? Romans 7.
Right.
Romans 7.
Right.
He's done a great damage.
Amen.
But I choose.
Amen.
But I choose.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Get behind me.
Amen.
I said I choose.
Yeah.
I choose not to dwell on the fallen nature. I choose to yield my members for the glory of God. I said, I choose. Do you choose? Do you want a body to transform? He said, it's your choice. Amen. It's not my choice. He said, it's your choice. That's all I ever wanted from True Gospel Tabernacle. To see the faith of God.
Amen.
That's the only thing.
Amen.
A real pastor, he'll tell you where you're wrong. A real pastor will. He wants you to look through the positive. Think about it. Don't get me wrong. I believe that. I believe what the Word says. But Satan has used it for his glory. He's used it for his glory. But I choose. See, if we dwell there, we're going to get a negative result.
Amen.
How many is choosing the positive?
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen. Got to find where it's written.
Amen.
It's written right here.
Amen.
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 How many wants to bring forth the fruit of God?
Amen.
You can't do it unless it comes through you.
That's right.
That's what I love about God.
Yeah.
I love His program. It's God's program. Why do we want to hinder God's program? It ain't my program. It's God's program. He knew. Let's look at it through the positive. He knew I come here wrong. He knew it. Before there ever was a world. But He also knew there will be a seed in the end time called faith that will look through the positive. That she wouldn't look through the negative.
All right,
all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because if I look through the negative this morning, I'm going to find fault.
Amen.
I'm going to find failure.
Yeah.
I'm going to find mistakes.
Yeah.
But if I look through faith, I say that's how you overcome. To bring forth His fruit.
Amen.
God said, keep it simple.
Amen.
Say?
Amen.
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 For when this corruption shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on mortality, then when it's brought to pass sin, that it is written. What did Jesus say? See, Jesus, He don't want to see a people struggling. He want to see a people overcoming.
Amen.
When Satan showed Him all his kingdoms, He said, get you behind me. He said, for it is written. Where was it written? He said, we don't live by bread alone. Bread alone. But we live by every word that proceedeth. For the Bible said, the abundance of the heart, that's where faith has been accumulated. In the heart. For we have a treasure in earthly vessels. In the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak.
Amen.
I mean, He's got the sword in your hand this morning.
Amen.
Oh, my. Proverbs 20:27. Listen, close it and give them to an end. spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. How many knows your spirit man is the candle of the Lord? God's using you. Searching the inward parts of the belly. See, first there's got to be a training to the spirit man. He's getting trained by what he's feeding on to bring the results. Amen? See, spirit man is to meditate on the Word. The Word's already here. When you come here this morning, your soul didn't need nothing. But your spirit man did. That's what Joshua was saying. He said, let's delight. Paul said the same thing. He said, let's delight after the inward man, which is the Lord.
Amen.
From heaven.
Amen.
He said, delight in Him, and He shall make your ways
Amen.
Prosper.
That's right.
That's thinking positive.
Yep.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We got to change things up and don't let Satan rob us. The spirit man needs the Word. It's what he's feeding on. He needs strength.
Amen.
See, Sarah's mind. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, we have another inward man. Another inward man.
Amen.
He is renewed day by day.
Amen.
Oh, can you see it? Amen. I can see it was renewed day by day to bring a birth.
Amen.
But I can see it's been renewed day by day by a transforming power.
Amen.
And it's bringing a transformation of this body.
Amen.
For Paul said, we have an outward man. It's decaying.
Right.
It's perishing.
Amen.
Why? Because what I'm feeding on, he's dying. But this one is living off of that nature, which is the nature of God. Hallelujah this morning.
Amen.
You love Him.
Amen.
You love Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say, Satan, you're done.
Yes,
you're done.
Yes.
I'm an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, you're done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're done.
Amen.
You're finished.
Yes.
I'm done with you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Claim your position this morning. I don't care what spirit comes.
Amen.
You remove that spirit by your voice.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
It's time.
Yes, sir.
Satan, God will pull us up. We'll allow Satan pull us back down.
Right.
No, no. No, it's enough.
Amen.
It's time for the bride to take full possession of what she's got.
Amen.
She's got the Word on her side.
Amen.
If you got the Word, what else you want?
Amen.
What else you need?
Yeah.
I need the Word.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah this morning. Romans 12. I'm closing it down. God's good.
Amen.
See, beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies
Amen.
A living sacrifice,
That's right.
holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
That's what God called you for.
Amen. Amen.
Remember what I said? He saw your condition before you got here.
Right.
It's His program. He allowed it under a permissive will to get His perfect will here.
Right. Amen.
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 And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Now what mind is He talking about? Amen. I believe he's talking about something different. We know where in Philippians he said, let this mind. Now, how am I going to be transformed? How am I going to be transformed, renewing my mind, unless this mind's in me? He said, let this mind, being that was in Christ, also be with you. For you're not equal, be robbed, you're equal with God. How many believes you're equal with God? If you're the Word, you're equal with God. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now think about Abraham this morning. Where was Abraham really focused? Brother Branham said he focused, that no unbelief contaminate him at all. Huh? He said he didn't even let it. That comes by free moral agency. He didn't let it come into his mind. That's a choice. That's a choice, Brother Moore. Abraham had a choice. But Abraham looked to the promise that God made. He chose. And by him choosing, he could look through the blood and see Sarah, a perfect, finished product. Let's catch this now. Now, Brother Spivey. Now, Abraham, listen. Did Sarah make some mistakes? Did she? Because she was looking through circumstance.
That's right.
That's why her focus had to be changed. She said, Abraham, how can this be? She went to Hagar. It was costly. Under a temporary thought.
Amen.
But it still cost her.
Amen.
Let's catch the whole message.
Amen.
But through it did cost her, she still received the promise. Why did she receive it, Brother Spivey? It's what Abraham was building and building and building into Sarah. And the more he built, he was building day by day. And the more he built, the more she got transformed. And the more she got transformed, for more her focus come to the Lord himself. And when she got to the place that she become full strength, she focused on the voice, and the voice transformed her mind.
Amen.
Glory this morning. That's how God's program is. I'm talking about the live and remain this morning. I'm not talking about the resurrection. We know we got two wings. A translated wing and a resurrection wing. But we're not a resurrection wing. We are a what? We're a translation wing. Before Enoch was translated, he had this testimony. What was the testimony? The revelation of Jesus Christ in him. He let the light, focus through his being.
Amen.
Amen.
Rapture and grace is here. God's good. Renewing of the mind means we have to behold him by free moral agency. The word mentor opuses, which means the change of one's outer form from which they have to another. Did you catch it? Meneropus means, which means the changing of one's outer form from which they have another. Mm-hmm. Brother Brown said, when you heard this message, his ego fold.
Right.
You heard. Now, Brother Church said one time, he said, you're hearing now from your theophany.
Right.
How are we hearing it? By the preaching. By the word. You can you say amen?
Amen.
By the word. So Sarah got renewed by Abraham's preaching.
Amen.
Somebody's got to preach.
Amen.
How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent?
Right.
Somebody's got to preach you out of here.
Amen.
Somebody's going to preach your change.
Amen.
You know where the preacher's at? The preacher's already in you.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah this morning.
Amen.
You got the preacher already in you.
Amen.
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 I'm fixing the clothes. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:16-17. Nevertheless, when we shall turn to the Lord. Not as Moses. Oh, there's a new covenant here. Amen. The veil shall be taken away. The veil. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Word is what? The Spirit. There's liberty. And where there's liberty is what? Freedom.
Amen.
But we with all. Somebody say all. With an open face. Did somebody open your book?
Amen.
Then it's become an open face. The Bible says, we shall be known as we were known.
Amen.
When we come what? Face to face.
Amen.
Open beholding as a glass of the glory of the Lord. We are changed. So what's happening here? It's the mirror. How many is looking in the mirror of God's Word?
Amen.
And that mirror is reflection from that other world.
That's right.
And that other world is another dimension called faith.
Amen.
Can you see it?
Amen.
And the more I get my focus on that light, the more I focus on that light, the more the mirror is reflecting that image. And it's changing me day by day. Glory to God. I think I'll close right there. I think I've said enough. God's good, ain't He? Brother Moore.
Amen. 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 Transformation.
Yes.
That's the one thing that people aren't looking for. That's the one thing that people are passing up. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. They're talking about, they got a whole list of laundry list of things they want you to do.
Right.
But, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. I could tell my wife a month in advance that we're going to somewhere. We're taking a flight here on January 30th. And she got a whole month to get ready. I guarantee you. That last day, she's going to be running around the house trying to make sure everything's that's that. And I didn't pack this. You had 30 days. And you wait till the last minute. We are at the last minute. We've had 2,000 years of God telling us we're taking a trip. And now we're all running around, straighten this up. clean this up, do this up. Do you know when it's you? Do you know how much I paid for those plane tickets? You gotta go. Leave those dishes. Oh, I don't like to come home to a dirty house. I paid too much for these tickets for you to worry about some plates. We've had 2,000 years to clean this house up. Now we're at the time now, we're at a point now where we have got to just stop. Jesus ran into that problem. He preached. He fed the 5,000, fed 4,000. He told them to go down and get some water, some money out of the fish. He did preach a sermon on the mount. He preached, did all that. Got to the last minute, hanging there on the cross, moments to his flight. And he's sitting there, and the guy next to him said, oh, by the way, I know who you are. I know that you're a preacher. I know that what you're preaching is truth. And Jesus is like, man, you've had 3.5 years to get to me. But you know what? Come on, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Amen. This bride is living in an hour. And when he was talking about Romans 7, I was saying to myself, I said, you know what? People forget. Because people read Romans 7, they close the book and put it away and start preaching. And they go with Romans. I said, what you got to understand, Paul wrote a letter. He didn't write Romans 7. Romans was his letter. And really, to understand and read Romans 7, you got to go into Romans 8. Because he asked the question in Romans 7, who's going to deliver me? Who's going to take care of this problem? Who's going to handle this? Who's going to? But then we close the book. We're done. But Paul wasn't done. When he was writing, he said, who's going to deliver me? With my mind I serve this, with my body I serve that. But he said, but there is therefore now no condemnation. I mean, Paul wasn't confused in Romans 7. He was bringing out the point that there is part of you that have issues, but there is now no condemnation. Right. So read it all the way through, and you'll see Paul had a complete thought on the whole subject. Yes, and we forget, it's time. You got. I like that the transformation at 2 weeks. You got the resurrection side. You got a transforming side. Thessalonians 4 is not a resurrection side. It's both. It says those that are alive and remain. Amen. Those are the ones going to be transformed. Should not hinder those that have gone on before. That's that other wing. Because we're getting ready to get out of here. And we need, it is time for us to start acting like we're taking a trip. It really is. And we're spending too much time on stuff that ain't even going. You're trying to do stuff that's not even going on a trip with you now. When it gets down to the last minute, it's time to stop worrying about anything else in the house except for what's going in the suitcase with you. You say, well, I got a whole bunch of laundry I need to do. I got a lot, I got this, I got this. Yeah, Martha. Sit down. Mary chose a better thing. Mary said, hey, I know I should be doing the dishes. I know I don't look good right now. When everybody looks at me, they're looking at me thinking I'm lazy. I don't know how to cook. I ain't doing no, and I'm sitting in a room with a bunch of men. Don't look good, on and on and on. But Mary's like, I got to hear Jesus. And Martha's looking around like she looked better. She was cooking, she was cleaning, she's running around doing all this stuff. Jesus like, and Martha's like, Jesus, tell Mary to come and help me. Jesus said, Martha, she got the better part of this. She knows what's important. And we can run around here and do a lot of things for a lot of reasons, for a lot of time. But when it's all said and done, I'd rather be sitting at his feet. Amen. Looking bad to the rest of the world, looking lazy, looking like I ain't doing nothing. You know the Bible says go into all the world and preach the gospel. All you're doing is sitting around Jesus' feet. You should be out doing this. You should be building hospitals. You should be doing, all that's good and all. But I chose the better part. I chose the better part. I'm going to be transformed. I'm going to be taken out of here. He's renewing my mind. Every time I come to the house of God, he renews my mind. You think I'm not what I need to be? Thank God I ain't what I was.
Right.
You know, you should be happy that I'm here.
Amen.
I mean, I'm doing the best I can with what I got to work with. And if it all doesn't get done before the flight, just leave it.
Amen.
Don't bog yourself down with it. Don't wear yourself out feeling like there's no hope. Oh, no, no, you got a ticket. Do you know you got a ticket in your hand? You got an assigned seat. Nobody can take it. You know, when you get to the airport, those of you who've ever flown, they call the first class. They call all the military and all who needs help getting on a plane. And the whole time you're sitting there, you're watching all these people march by. But you know, I don't get worried. Because I got a ticket. And I got a seat. And can't nobody, and if you get in my seat, I'm going to tell you to get up. So I don't care if 100 people gets on that plane before I do. I can rest in the fact that I've got a ticket to go. All the first class get on, all the ones that's high and mighty and probably the better livers and everything else go. They're all ahead of me. But you know what? I'm all right. I got a ticket. He said, well, you should have upgraded your ticket. You should have done a better job. You should have paid more money. You should have. It doesn't matter. You know, when the front wheel lands on that plane, that I'm going to land just as soon as you do. So that's what always cracks me up. You get in there and they paid an extra $1,000 for their seat. And the only separation is a curtain. You know you paid $1,000 for a curtain? And we're all getting there at the same time. So you got some people in the word or in the message. They may be better class. And they are better class than me. I'll just say me. I ain't talking about y'all. Better class than me. Do better than me, look better, dress better. Some people get on that plane, they come on the plane with suits. I'm in my jeans, t-shirt, may take a sweater. They're in their suit and their big old care, the roll around, you know, you've seen them. They look real important. You walk, and you have to walk past them to get to your cheap seat. That's a reminder of the airport that see what you don't have. But you know what? I got a seat. I may not look like what everybody else in this message look like. I may not act like, I know I'm unorthodox, but you know what? I got a ticket. When the rapture happened, I'm getting to go. When God says it's over, it's transforming time, people.
Yes.
It's time for us to elevate from here to there. And none of us is going without the other. And none of us is going to get there before the other. Matter of fact, I'm glad it's that way because the dead, those are, you think Paul would have got there first. And you think, you know, it seemed like it would have called them first because they were some powerhouses. And you look at them, you read the scripture, you're like, man. But you know what? They're not getting there any sooner than you are. And they without us cannot be made perfect. While you're sitting in your first class seat, they're waiting on the coach people to get on. So it's transforming time. It's time for us to look at what really matters. What matters is the new birth. What matters is to be one with Christ. What matters is to lay everything else aside and fulfill the word for your day. That's it. All the other stuff is fodder. It's going to burn anyway. We're going to be dressed just alike on the other side. We're going to be dressed in His glory. That's what we're going to have. So we spend a lot of time on a lot of things on this side that doesn't even matter. This is transforming time. I tell our congregation, get everything off your plate but the rapture. Get everything else off your plate but the rapture. Because if you don't go in a rapture, the rest of it don't want to matter. If you do so well over here, they did in Matthew 25. Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? Didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? And He said, who are you again? I never knew you. And there were some people who got in there, and they were bad. They shouldn't have gone. In their mind, they shouldn't have gone. And Jesus is like, come on in. They said, Why did we get to go? When I was sick, you visited me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I see, and they didn't even think they were going. They're like, why did we get to go? That's the way it's going to be. Brother Chills always said, there's going to be people in heaven that you don't think should be there. Right. And there's going to be some people missing that you thought would have never missed it. Right. It's transforming time, people. It's time to be renewed by your mind. Amen. And that's how it's going to happen. You're right. It's going to come from the inside out. People think God's going to blow a trumpet in the sky. And it's going to all of a sudden, planes going to crash. Trucks and cars going to crash. The graves are going to sink because of the dead bodies getting out. It's not going to happen that way. It starts by the renewing of your mind. A dove is cleansed from the inside out. The body is changed from the inside out. That's how it's happening. You say, if you don't want to come to church, then you can't get a body change. Because it's going to come by preaching. You say, I don't need a preacher. You don't need a body change. Because you can't get one without the other. The perfection is a glorified body. And we will be preached until that perfection happens. It starts with the renewing of your mind and it ends with the renewing of your body. That's how that works. So, God bless you, Brother Spivey. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Musicians, come. Don't forget dinner at 6 tonight. You're more than welcome to come and have dinner. There'll be plenty. We usually have a lot left, and we don't want a lot left. So please come and eat. Come and dine. The master calleth. Dinner at 6. Services at 8. Foot washing, communion. Do we want to say something, Michelle? You want a prayer cloth? Oh, okay. Are you coming? You already got one? She's always prepared. She's always ready for battle. Amen. A true warrior always is ready for battle. She brought her own prayer cloth. We're going to pray for it and pray for Brother Jim. He's sick. That's why he's not here today. He's not feeling well, and he is heart sick that he can't be here. He's tuning in, but he needs our prayer. And God bless Brother Lockett. He's our deacon, and he needs a touch. And we're going to lay hands on this, each one of us, and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we know by your stripes we're healed. And Lord, in the Bible, they took aprons and cut them up, and they took them to the sick. And just the appearance of that apron gave them the faith to be healed. And Father, we've seen it work many times. And as Brother Lockett is not feeling well, Lord, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that his heart's desires to be in the house of God. Ask you to touch him. Lord, we ask you to touch Brother Jim too, as he, both of my deacons are down. And Lord, I pray that you'll touch both of their bodies and bring total deliverance to them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hey. You can get a prayer cloth with Trevor. Yes, ma'am. Amen. We believe that the prayer of the saints. And it's not the prayer cloth that does the job. It's the faith in the cloth. And it's not even the faith in the cloth. It's just it's like an igniter of your faith. And we're going to ask you all to lay your hands on it. And this is for Trevor. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we have prayed for Trevor all of his life. We have seen you move in so many different areas. From his very birth through his life, Lord, we've asked you to touch him. And Lord, we've seen you do it every time. And Lord, as we come before you this morning, once again, we bring Trevor before you. Knowing that, Lord, by your stripes, he's healed for any illness that comes his way. Yes. Doctors might say it's something that they can't do anything about. but greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. Lord, let this cloth go and let the resurrection Christ go with it. And Lord, let Him resurrect His body in the natural, in the sickness, just bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And ask You to move with healing powers that He can come and give a testimony to You that You've touched Him once again. Lord, let Him just give Himself over to You so that You can control His every breath, every life, everything He does and everywhere He goes. Thank You for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, sis. You know, Trevor was really, really, really sick here recently. And I told the congregation, I said, I want us to pray for him because I want him to come and give his own testimony. It took a while, but he stood right here. He stood right here. So I know God's a healer. And at the time, it would look like there wasn't going to be a way that that could be anything other. And I said, no, let's just pray. God does answer prayer. And if you have not, it's because you don't ask. But He does answer prayer. So get prepared for this evening. Come back at 6. And plan on staying a while. You need a touch? Amen, Dawn. You do need a touch. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Dawn. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before You this morning. Lord, we come as believers. Dawn is a believer of Your word. She's seen You move, and she's seen You heal, and You've touched so many others. And Lord, she come this morning because she's tired of Satan messing with her body.
Yes, Lord.
Tired of Him trying to mess with her lungs. Tired of Him trying to give her bad news. Lord, we ask You to move on her behalf. Touch her. She stood up here and said she needs a touch. She's tired of Satan messing with her. And Lord, we ask You to bring Your healing power. Transform her body, Lord. Lord, You know that You're in her heart and her life. And Lord, we just ask You to bring the complete healing to her. Because, Lord, she wants to just serve You and wants to just do for You. And Satan's trying to hinder, and we bind him in the name of Jesus Christ and ask You to bring Your healing power to her.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ we pray. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Dawn.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. We still believe in prayer. Amen. Heaven's Jubilee. Some glad morning. We shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing that will be when the saints shall rise. Headed for the Jubilee yonder. In disguise. All we need is a transformation. Yeah. That ain't that hard. God's created the heavens. He's created the earth. He's told us the whole plan of what He was going to do down for 6,000 years, and He's kept every bit of it. Amen. Transformation is not hard.
Amen.
We just need to realize it and let it be real in our lives. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. He's coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when all the saints shall rise. We'll be headed for that Jubilee yonder in. That is just ahead.
blessed Savior in the sky. Well, when with all the heavenly host we begin to sing, oh, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join that song, and with them we shall be. Oh, we'll be praising God through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, yes, oh, what shouting. Oh, that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what, oh, yes, hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in, when with all the heavenly host we begin to sing. We'll be singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, and with them we will be. We'll be praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Yeah.